Moz Baker. This is Coventry Hospital Radio.
28 minutes past five on a... 28 minutes before five, I should say. Getting the time wrong. On a Friday afternoon. I thought I'm being corrected by Jim here.
In all the excitement.
Yes. It's 28 minutes to five. I'm not going to do any more time checks. Anyway, we've been joined by Jim Colby in the studio. Now, you might recognise the name Colby. People who've been listening to this radio station for a while will remember our late great friend Andrew Colby. Well, his brother Jim is with me in the studio. And Jim's joining me because he's doing a charity walk in London, the Thames Bridge Trek, in memory of his late wife, Debbie. Jim, it's great to have you with us in the studio. And I was just looking at the details of the walk that you're going to do. We'll talk about that in a moment. We will talk about Andrew briefly a little bit later on. We couldn't have Andrew's brother in without talking about Andrew as well. But, I mean, it's in memory of your wife, Debbie, who sadly passed away last December, wasn't it? Tell us a little bit about Debbie.
So, Debbie was... In a way, was a very enthusiastic artist, mother, really of community spirit, would always like to bring people together to make things, to create things. And in a way, that's what her life was dedicated to. Very proud of her two boys and what they've done. But very much of community, very much of, she had a strong faith and would participate fully in life and enjoyed life and making sure that she got out until, unfortunately, she was diagnosed with primary breast cancer in, when was that? That was about August, September time of 2018. And through the tests and everything, she had to have a mastectomy on the 31st of December 2018, and then everything was going okay. We'd have the regular tests to make sure, and then in September 2022, then she got diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, so secondary breast cancer stage 4, that had started to spread into multiple areas. And then undertook multiple treatments of chemos through the Arden Centre. And that's primarily where the walk has come about, of why the Arden Centre. Because when I look at all the areas that, all the departments that Debbie touched, was you look at the primary ones of the chemo suites and radiotherapy. But then you've got the receptionist that greets you with such a lovely smile. And then you've got the psychologists, you've got the cancer ward, you've got the X-ray, the CT, the PET, all the MRI scans that you can possibly have. Then you've got the pharmacy that is within the Arden Centre, and then also at the main reception area there. And when it all adds up, and then as towards Debbie's end of life, was then the palliative care side out in the community that would make sure that she had all the adaptions that she needed so that quality of life was maintained as much as it could be. And then towards the end, you'd have the nurses coming in on a regular basis. You have the 24-hour line that you could phone at any time. And it doesn't matter how trivial the question was, they were always very calm and gave reassurance. And then in the last 48 hours was the care. The palliative care team came in and maintained the dignity and the care and the respect, and that was very important. So the vast majority of Debbie's care was through the Arden Centre. So the walk on the 12th of September is primarily as a thank you to everybody within the Arden Centre for all the tremendous support that Debbie had during her cancer journey. And then why the 12th of September? Well, the 12th of September is when we got married, so it would have been our 34th wedding anniversary on the 12th. And with Debbie passing on the 1st December, in the first year, there's lots of firsts, and I must admit, some of the firsts have been quite difficult. So it's trying to use the 12th of going, I know it's going to be difficult, but how do I twist that and move it to be a positive day, even though it's going to be a difficult day? Because grief... if I'm honest, is that whilst I thought I'd prepared for what was going to happen of Debbie coming to end of life, the reality is that when Debbie died, it suddenly, you enter a new club in a way that I wouldn't wish anybody to enter it. And all of a sudden, the people who have lost loved ones will look at you differently, and they'll give you the nod or the acknowledgement that you're part of a new group. And that, in essence, is quite difficult to cope with. But the reality is that you take one day at a time. So coming back to the 12th of September is primarily as a thank you, is to focus on the wedding anniversary. It was the only event in the UK that I found that was on the 12th, so it had to be that day. And then my younger brother Joe, decided that he would participate. My sons are participating with my eldest son's partner, Kirsty. And then Joe's daughter, Emily, has joined, and a family friend also. And just to ensure that, to add a bit of interest and spice, the hospital charity's mascot is a penguin. So we're doing it in penguin onesies,
of course,
to make it different and to stand out. And hopefully that will entice people on a busy charity day for sponsorship with Ultra Challenge, that they will all look out for the penguins and bring a smile to people's faces.
It sounds unbelievable. You penned some words, Jim. I think this was on your LinkedIn account, wasn't it? And if you don't, I'll just read a few of them, because it may be very helpful to people. When someone loses their wife, husband or partner, they enter a club, as you just said, nobody ever wants to join. In one moment, the person they have shared their life with, their hopes, their dreams, their everyday moments and their future plans is gone. For those who have experienced this loss, another person who understands can often bring comfort without saying much at all. A word, a hug, or simply being there. But as the moments passed, the months passed, the world around them, and I was one of those people, often believed life is returning to a new normal. Grief doesn't end because time has passed, it changes, but it remains. There's a lot more that you wrote, but I just found those words when I was reading them very powerful. I guess that helped you in a way, dealing with your own grief.
Absolutely. And part of it is with grief, it never ends. The grief remains. Talking to people who have lost loved ones over many years, they can still vividly remember the moment of when they've lost their loved one. And they have shared that their story, that, you know, it does it ease? Grief changes. And, you know, one of the things that Debbie and I used to do was, after she'd have treatment, we'd go and have a coffee and we'd sit side by side. And Debbie would often say, do you know what? You know, you've got to get through this. And how are you going to cope? And are you going to be, you know, sitting at home and away from the world? Or are you going to still embrace the world? And as she would say, is that, you know, I've gone through my journey and publicly shared how I was feeling with people. And you're going to have to find a way of doing the same. And in a way, our purpose of 33 years of marriage is that we had a common purpose, a common reason, what we were focused in on. And then overnight that changes. And in a way you become lost, because it's like, well, what is my purpose now? Yes, I support my kids and everything else, but what was close to me has now gone. And nobody knows that. The only person who knows that is me. As everybody who had a relationship with Debbie had a special relationship, and I don't know what their relationship was. So it's the dynamics of life.
Yes, absolutely.
That comes through. But in a way, it's one of doing this walk will help and support me, and hopefully it might help and support other people that are going through this journey by trying to encourage people to acknowledge that grief occurs, to embrace it, but also to say, how can we change that slightly? And don't get me wrong, come the evening of the 12th of September, when we've all come home and the key goes in the door and I open the door, that's fine. It's when you lock the door and then all of a sudden you've had a great day, or hopefully we've had a great day, but the memories will be, it's now back to being alone. Debbie will be in my heart still, but you're still there going, the wedding day of, yes, 34 years ago.
Yeah. So
you can't avoid it,
no,
but you can change it.
Yeah.
And by changing it, hopefully eases the emotion type of thing, and then helps moving forward for the rest of the year.
Absolutely, yeah. And obviously, your memories will be there forevermore, and you wouldn't want to lose them. So you've named your happy band of walkers Debbie's Happy Walkers, and you're doing this event, and it's the Thames Bridge Trek, so it's presumably around the Thames area of London, 25 kilometres, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a family group, so your brother Joe, you mentioned, and I think his children are taking part
so
as well.
My two sons, David and Sam, yep, their partner, Joe's Emily, his daughter Emily, and then a family friend as well.
Yeah, which is, and you're all going to be dressed as penguins.
So all going to be, so that's the rule.
Have you tried on your penguin suit yet?
So we have actually. So if anybody was at the Coventry Park run last Saturday, they would have seen two penguins right at the back walking the 5 kilometres. And surprise, surprise, we were the last two. However, as Joe and I said to each other, whilst we might have been the last two, we were the first two penguins to cross the line.
That is very true.
Therefore, it's always how you look at things in life that brought a smile to our faces. So that allowed us to work out how hot the onesies yes are, and give us a bit of an insight of what we can expect on the day.
Yeah, it sounds brilliant. Now, you set yourself a target to raise 10,000, and you're already well on the way to that, aren't you? You've done pretty well so far.
Absolutely. So at the moment, collectively, I think we're sitting at about 8,500 yep with the three of us, and we've still got 2 weeks to go.
And that 10,000 is not ceiling. If you go above it,
oh, absolutely,
even better.
Yeah, and part of it is that hopefully in the next week to 10 days we'll firm up with the Arden Centre of where the money is going to go. It's one of those. I'll be honest, at the outset, the target was about 1,500, thinking if we could get that, we've done exceptionally well. And the donations have come in, so people of our friends, family, and the people of Coventry have been very generous in their donations. And that's a credit to, again, to Debbie, which is primarily where the memory is, but also for all people that touch. I think we forget that, unfortunately, one of the statistics around cancer is from Cancer Research UK is that one in two people in their lifetime may have cancer, which then you look across the whole of Coventry, means that the vast majority of the population of Coventry and Rugby will be touching the Arden Centre or will know of somebody that's gone through the Arden Centre. And again, it's to put the spotlight on the great work that everybody undertakes there,
which is absolutely phenomenal. Now, if anybody wants to donate, having heard this, what do they need to do, Jim?
So what they need to do is go onto the Just Giving website. If they can search for James Colby,
yep,
or Debbie's Happy Penguins,
yes,
then it comes up.
Okay.
And then they can donate online.
Brilliant. I know we've already put stuff out on our socials earlier on today, so hopefully that will have an impact as well. So it's a brilliant effort. I think you're going to have a fantastic day down there in London on the 12th. So many memories that you'll make, and obviously it will give you great satisfaction doing something for the Arden Centre that obviously has played such a pivotal part in, for Debbie, in such a sad time for you and the rest of the family, I'm sure.
No, absolutely. And part of it is, again, everybody's excited. And whilst people were slightly reluctant when hearing we're doing it as penguins, the eyes rolled, as I'm sure Debbie's eyes would roll as well if she was here. But all of a sudden, it's built a momentum,
yes,
type of thing. And now everybody wants to know. So we put a little clip on Facebook that is publicly out there now of the penguins, and again that's brought a smile to people's faces. And yeah, I think that's part of it as well, is that the message changes as we go. It's very personal to start off with, to say, you know, this is just Jim in his bubble wanting to do a walk, and now it's getting broader. And Joe's daughter Emily, she turned around and said, well, how do we publicise that in a way everybody should check themselves to make sure that, you know, in terms of the messaging around cancer, and to spot the signs. And an excellent, you know, from the innocence of the youth type of thing, raising an absolute valid point. And that's now become part of our messaging to get out. So part of it keeps growing to ensure that we can try and touch as many people as possible, to hopefully bring a smile to their faces, maybe a bit of education, but also for people that are going through the journey of cancer, and for people who have lost loved ones, is to know that actually you've got to give yourself time, you've got to let yourself recover, but there are glimmers, and you can have moments in a day where you can smile, even though the grief could potentially still be overwhelming you. But take those small wins, because each day it'll get a little bit better. But don't get me wrong, you could, a bit like snakes and ladders, you can get to 99 and you go all the way back to 2 and you start again.
Yeah, I can imagine. One person who I'm absolutely certain would have approved of the penguin idea is somebody we talked about earlier on, your late brother, Andrew Colby, known as Happy, formerly of this radio station, of course. As I say, people who've listened to this radio station for a long time will remember Andrew. Just to mention him, really, much loved here at CHR. I guess you still miss him a great deal.
Absolutely. You know, dear old Happy. Happy was very... he had a great relationship with Debbie, and they got on famously well. And in a way, you know, Debbie's Happy Penguin Walkers. What people won't know is that the Happy is a little nod of the cap to Happy.
Yeah.
To say that he's going to be with us also on the walk. And he was a great believer of positivity, yeah, and looking at the great things of life. So in a way, it's nice to be here, to be in the same studio that he was passionate about. And he was passionate about hospital radio, of all the great work that's undertaken here. And that's a credit to him, but a credit to yourself and everybody else that's associated with the radio station.
Well, it's been great to give you the opportunity to tell your story here today. I wish you every success with the day on September the 12th. Hopefully you raise 10,000 and more. Hopefully the weather's kind to you, and hopefully you all make some great memories. And Debbie, of course, will always be remembered. Have a great day. We'll get the details on our website and our social to just push it out there, and we'll do everything we can to publicise things for you. Jim Colby, thanks so much for joining us today.
No, thank you.
That was brilliant. Jim Colby, who's going to do this walk, the Thames Bridge Trek, the 12th of September, in memory of his late wife, Debbie.
Across University Hospital Coventry and online, this is Coventry Hospital Radio.